Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
That's a clicky for Stricky.
You know those sounds. That means Kevin Meyer is in the building for Thirsty Thursday. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat and every type of cut. Everything they have will pair well with everything that Kevin Meyer has in at Meyer's Cork and Bottle at 13th and South. We'll set the lineup. Kevin Meyer, Eric Strickland, Austin Norman, Bella Hoag, Ellie. You still don't know your last name. You're Ellie.
Apple.
Ellie Bird, Apple. There we go. Stricky, you're the basketball mind here. If this is your five on a basketball court, put us at positions.
Stricky is Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay.
My guy, he's Magic Johnson.
I'm a straight up two guard.
He's Magic
Kevin
Johnson.
Is straight buckets.
He's delivering the goods.
I'm delivering the goods.
John Stockton, Magic Johnson.
I can beat you a spot and elevate and get off the little finger roll.
You Hornacek.
Can I be Grayson Allen?
Negative, Ghost Rider. Bella, you know what? Bella's white chocolate.
Ah.
Bella's Jason
Williams.
Jason Williams, okay. Oh. Ellie, you know what? Kevin McHale. Your fundamentals are solid. You get buckets. Can't no one do nothing. Yeah, that's you, Kevin McHale.
Who's stopping this team?
Solid.
Nobody.
Huh?
Who's stopping this team?
There's nobody stopping this team.
This is a very dark lager. Is it a lager?
You are correct. It is a lager.
Before we get going, Bella, I believe this is your first Thirsty Thursday, is it not?
This is my first Thirsty Thursday.
You've been here how long and this is your first one?
I've been here a year and a half and this is my first time hanging out with Uncle Kev on air.
That's awesome. I'm super pumped.
Yeah, and a little surprise for me. He found out somebody named Bella was coming on the show today. So he brought me a Prosecco.
It's Stricky. Stricky. Give that lady her beer back.
What's that Prosecco called?
What's
Miss
that
Bella?
Say, Stricky?
Into the mic, please.
It says La Bella.
The Bella.
La Bella.
Stricky, where's your mic?
My guy. Thank you, Uncle Kev.
You're welcome. Welcome aboard Thirsty Thursday. I hope it becomes a regular dealio.
Oh, yeah. I hope so, too. Gosh.
Ellie was introduced last week, so back for round two. What we got with... Stricky, stop stealing Bella's alcohol. Come on, man.
We've got...
You know better.
You know, this is going to confuse me because we have a Bella and an Ellie, and and it's just going to come out Belly. I know it is.
Belly and Ella.
That's fair. I've had that happen before. It won't be the first time.
That's all right. So let's dive into the wine first. So this is an Italian red from Verona, and it's called Valpolicella. It's made by a winery called Zeni. And I actually got to meet Federica Zeni here about 6 months ago. We did a wine tasting with her. And what's interesting about these wines, well, for starters, Valpolicella means the Valley of Flight. And in my efforts to remain topical, the Huskers are spreading their wings a little bit. We're taking off, and we're 2-0. And so we're just going to keep willing this into existence. We're taking flight. And so I thought a Valpolicella would be an appropriate wine.
Valpolicella.
This is why we have you in. The levels. It's not just Husker Red, but the Valley of Flight in Italian. Oh, Kevin Meyer.
With a red,
a streaky red. And
a Bella red.
And Bella red, absolutely. And the so the name of the grape that makes up this wine is called Corvina, and it's the Italian word for blackbird, because the reason it's called the Valley of Flight is because the grapes are all named after the indigenous birds that fly through the valley. Stricky's on something. I don't know what the deal is, but he's happy to be here. Number one hype man in the business. I love it.
And stealing
swiper,
La Bella.
No swiping.
My La Bella Prosecco, Stricky, that's mine.
Man, this is good. So, which one we on first, man?
Say what?
What one? We on the red?
Yeah, let's do the red first.
On
yeah.
The red. Right.
So,
Stricky's too busy not paying attention to pay attention.
Exactly.
No, we're just going to share.
We're going to share.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's always a good reason why wines of a region pair well with foods of a region.
Yeah.
This is straight Italian. There's an old saying.
White pasta or red?
I would say do a red pasta with this.
Uh-huh.
And there's an adage in the wine world about acidity loves acidity. And so if you know it's got that kind of zippy mouthfeel to it, well, a lot of the cuisine that they eat is tomato-based, so it has natural acidity in it. So when you pair a wine like this with a tomato-based pasta, the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts, because the wine brings the food up a level and the food brings the wine up a level. And, you know, the other thing I like about Valpolicella is that you pay more for what's in the bottle and less in the history and prestige of where it came from. And so you get a little more value here. These are on the shelf every day around $25, but delivers a lot of bang for the buck, in my opinion.
Last week's Spanish red was spicy. That's how I would describe it. This one is not nearly as spicy. And I think that, like you're saying, matches the food, right? When you think of Spanish food, you think of the hotter seasonings. In Italian, you really don't. So I'm with you with this one, especially compared to last week's Spanish. It's not giving you that peppery, like, heat kick.
Yeah, they have a kind of a smoky paprika, sort of cumin-y thing going on. And there's a reason why they use those spices in the food, is because gives you that pop, pop. And you know, here's the thing about wine is that everywhere else in the world, besides the United States, it's considered a food. It's not considered a beverage. So when you start to think of it in that context, it makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Bella, your thoughts?
Yeah. So you said last week you had a Rioja?
A Rioja, a Gran Reserva Rioja at that. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay. I've not had that specific one. But this one is good.
It's good.
This one is, I prefer this over a Spanish wine, I think, in my opinion.
For me, it's just
that's
kind
just
of...
That's because you're Italian, Bella.
I don't know what I am.
Bella is Italian. I mean, that's... Yeah. Ciao, Bella. Right?
Ciao, Bella. Yeah. Okay, good stuff, man.
All right.
$25?
$25 every day on the shelf. You bet.
I think last week's was a Strix pick. I like this. I'm not going to say this one is a Strix pick, but I still like it. Now, I would still buy that one. I'm not saying last week was, to me, a Strix pick.
Well, in
Estricland.
The thing about Italian wines is that no other wines in the world change more with food than Italian wines do. So
really?
We're tasting them at, you know, sort of naked right now. Mm-hmm. When you have it with food, it, like I said, the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. The wine gets bigger, it gets richer, it gets more full bodied, it gets more complex. And so, you know, we're not really doing it justice per se right now, but
okay.
Again, in my efforts to remain topical, we're taking flight.
I'm making a tortellini.
Yeah.
Save that for this.
Heck yeah.
With
and
the red sauce.
You could do red or white. I even like a Christmas sauce. And put a little of that basil pesto in with the red.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Boy, put red big and white grill guy. Together. Look him up.
Yeah.
Tell me what it does, you big grill guy.
Put it together. It's so good.
It's good.
Make pink sauce.
Oh, that's because you do the
I told you last time.
Yes, that's right.
Together.
Yep.
That's right. Wine novice question here.
Yeah.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If I go to an Italian restaurant, say in Lincoln somewhere, are they going to have primarily Italian wines, or are they just going to get whatever and tell you what pairs best from what they're able to get?
If it's an Italian restaurant, they wouldn't be worth their salt if they didn't have a good solid selection of Italian wine.
So if I'm reading Spanish instead of Italian, I should probably just leave and go somewhere else.
Not necessarily. I mean, they should have a variety. It shouldn't just, you know, be a one size fits all type of a thing. But I would say if you're an Italian restaurant, you should have a decent selection of Italian wines with some other options too.
Nice. All right, I see Oktoberfest. I see Cross Strain. You got me excited there.
Yes, sir. Not only in Oktoberfest from our good friends at Cross Strain in good old La Vista, Nebraska, but a barrel-aged Oktoberfest. Ooh. So this has seen time in a... Sorry, someone just walking by, just giving me the eyeball, and I'm like, whoa, that was a little weird.
You missed the guy who was breaking it down before. Oh my gosh. Yes. He was living his best life.
I don't know
life.
What was going on in those headphones, but he was feeling it. Yeah,
we had a lady a couple weeks ago, and she was toting a bag, and I mean,
brown paper.
No, like a full-on suitcase.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, and it was something she kept going back and forth, and Jay and I kept looking at each other, and I, you know, anyway, I love, you know, that's the greatest part about being downtown is that, you know, for the same reason I like going to concerts, I love to people watch, so.
Yeah. Would you people watch with one of these in your hand?
Oh, absolutely. So, sorry, I got off track.
My fault.
This is called Crosstoberfest. It's from Cross Strain, and it's a barrel-aged Oktoberfest. And what makes an Oktoberfest beer an Oktoberfest beer, there's a couple of different styles. There's one that they just generally call a fest beer, and those are seasonal lagers. And then this is made in what's called a Märzen style, where they roast the malts a little bit. Still lager, but it comes out a little more amber. Now, this one, then, they happen to put in a oak barrel, and I believe it's a bourbon oak barrel. And so it's going to kick up the alcohol just a little bit and give it a little roundness and give it a little bit of a caramely texture.
Bruh.
So. Wow.
This don't even smell like a brew, first of all. And it tastes even better. Good.
Why does it taste like creme brulee? Like, literally?
That's the barrel.
The barrel. I was wondering if I was just easily suggestible or if my nose did catch that.
It gives it that caramely sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I am, like, usually not a beer person. This, I can get behind.
You did.
I
said it last time. Really? I can get behind it. Yes.
All right.
Wow.
See, that's what you get with hanging out with Uncle Kev. You expand your horizons. This is all about...
Stray away from the Michelob.
This is not a patio, this is not a patio pounder, ladies.
No.
You don't go sip. You just classy. Take this nice and smooth.
It's a patio sipper.
There you go. Patio sipper.
And surprisingly, comes in at a pretty reasonable 5.5%. So it's not
really?
It's not going to actually dunk
you. You can pat it back.
No.
But it might take you into deep water.
I like the pretzel on the can as well. Would you pair this with a good German pretzel?
Heck yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Yeah. You know, especially...
What is it called? Annie's? What
is it's called Annie's? Crosstoberfest.
With Annie? With an Annie?
Pretzel. Annie
Ann's
pretzel.
A good soft pretzel with, you know, get some of that spicy ground mustard on there with something like this.
Heck, I don't care what anybody says. We still need Uncle Kevy in Memorial Stadium. We need a petition. You guys should start up a petition, get Uncle Kevy in. Man, it would go down so lovely if you was in Memorial Stadium.
I wish I could just do a booth and not do like, you know, because right now it's an all or nothing thing. And that's be a little bit more than Uncle Kev is ready to bite off.
I hear you.
We did get a question from the text line. This is from Don. Kevin, what are your favorite Italian wines that you carry at the store?
Well, this is certainly one of them. Like I said, anything from Valpolicella. What's interesting is that the king wine of Verona is a wine where they lay the grapes out on these straw mats and they let them half raisin before they do the crush. It's called Amarone. And usually Amarone are going to be north of, you know, $50, $60 a bottle. So it takes on that raisiny flavor, but they're fermented dry, so they're not sweet. Then they do a wine between this and the Amarone, and it's called Ripasso. Second passing is what that translates to. And so what they do is they take the pressings from the Amarone and they run the Valpolicella through it, hence the term second passing. And so you get some of the Amarone flavor without some of the Amarone price tag. The king wine of Tuscany is one called Brunello di Montalcino. And it's made of a grape called Sangiovese, but it's a specific type of Sangiovese called Sangiovese Grosso. And those are the types of wines that you can age for like 50 years. And so I would say if I were to choose like a good Valpolicella or a good Brunello di Montalcino would probably be my high five favorites.
The Mud Dog, Mississippi Mud Dog on the text line says, have you ever considered a partnership with De Leon's? Offer some Spanish wine over at De Leon's across the street.
I have not considered that, but good suggestion.
That was so crazy.
Just saying, you know, if you know people,
I
might
do
be
know,
some takers.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Uncle Kev, I have a question for
you.
If we have time, I don't want to.
Hit me up.
Okay, so people are wanting to know as much about wine as you. Okay, where did you learn all of this information about wine? You come in here every week and you just like rattle off all these facts and I'm like in awe.
I was going to ask this.
Yeah, where did you learn about
wine? Well, mostly on the job training. It's been my full-time career for nearly 25 years. And so, you know, if you show up every day and try to learn something every day, eventually you accrue an element of knowledge. But to me, true enlightenment is about understanding how much you don't know instead of cataloging what you do. And so the way wine works is that you never really get to know everything there is to know. All you do is open doors into areas that you never knew existed before. So it's almost like the more you learn, the less you know. And so to me, that's the part of what I love most about my job is that I get to learn every day. And I've been, excuse me, doing it for 25 years. So, mm-hmm.
Okay. So I need to do what you do for 25 years. Maybe.
Well, there's definitely some good resources. There's some great books. There's just, you know, talking to people in general, trying some different things, paying attention to what it is that you're having. Like, so maybe when you pop that bottle of Prosecco, just do a little Google search and learn a little bit of history about what makes Prosecco Prosecco. What grape goes into it? Is this Charmat method? Is this Method Traditionnel, which we could get into, but we don't have time. But and, you know, to me, that's the fun part about wine and in general is that every wine has something about it that makes it unique. So they're a lot like people. It has a history behind it. It has a family behind it. It has a place where it comes from. And it's also unique by itself. There's not anything else like it out there. And so the more you get to know about them, the more it is, it's like getting to know really cool people, only you don't have to deal with the BS.
That is incredible. Uncle Kevin, thank you as always.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Welcome aboard, you guys, and look forward to next week.
Thanks,
Myers Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Ladies, job well done. Thank you very much. Stricky, rest up, refuel, my guy. WTF, 6 o'clock.
In another hour. You know where I'm going. To Cigars Lounge. Meet me down at Cigar Lounge. You know, we can have some Uncle Kevies together. I'm going to be down there and grab me a few cigars. Nice little vibe in the Haymarket.
I'll be right here with Jay Foreman. More Old School comes your way in just a minute.
To Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.